Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, March the 21st, 2023. Can't believe it's 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny, we're all here. And we've got some bad advice to get to. Anybody have anything else they want to report? I mean, you asked just a minute ago on the regular show, like, is Alex having a baby or what?
Yeah, we're not, of course. Yeah, so not at this point.
Yeah. Well, you've got the perfect birth control method.
She wants to have one kid. Yeah, so I guess I'm lucky in that area. So
yeah, she'll want to have one until she has one. And she's like, I love it so much, and we can just make these. Yeah.
This baby, but I mean, if you're just doing this, the one, I mean, that's great. Just, you know, really get that best sperm out there.
Yeah.
You know, sure, you want your best sperm to really get that egg.
I don't know if I have a best sperm.
You're healthy.
Know.
You've been working out. You're yoked.
You've been getting yoked. And
yeah, we're yoked, but we're, you know.
It's enough with the we. You're talking about you.
It's okay.
We're yoked, but we got a lot of issues. So hopefully the sperm doesn't get my issues, you know, passed on to it. I don't know how the science works behind that, but
there's no way you can stop that from happening.
Mm-hmm. We don't need a little running around.
All the best of... Okay. Okay. You're right. We don't need any more little a-hoes running around. Plenty of
I couldn't believe that story I shared, and then Alex goes, yeah, I got expelled for... I was just like, what?
What were you expelled for again?
For bringing
a
cap gun to school. I didn't have it out. It was in the backpack.
But you got in trouble because you punched some kid with lotion on your fist. And then they looked in your backpack and they found a gun, and then the gun was fake, but you were, and then the teacher was like, I don't know, it's probably fine. And then the next thing you know, you're like, oof, 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 rolling down the stairs at the high school and throwing into the street.
Exactly. Right? I was like, thank you for giving me the chance to just leave. That's great.
And meanwhile, every time you roll over onto your back, your lotion squirts out all over the place. There's lotion everywhere.
I didn't have any lotion. That's why I was like, check the backpack. There's no lotion. I don't have the lotion. Somebody else had the lotion.
The lotion part was definitely something.
I don't understand about
off.
The lotion thing. Like, what that, was the no problem
one
with
did,
someone having
Sarah.
Lotion?
That's the point of me bringing it up. I'm like, I was trying to tell my wife the story, and I go, lotion was involved somehow, but I don't know what the fuck that part of the
is. Lotion illegal at school?
No, it was another classmate of mine. I think I had mentioned to him that, hey, I got problems with this kid over here. I'm not a big fan of that guy. And then the classmate was like, oh, yeah, I don't know why I didn't say anything to go do anything. But he, like, you know, smacked him
with
the
lotion.
And, yeah, for some reason, he, I guess, needed the lotion. I don't know.
Yeah. If you have lotion on your hand, does it make the smack hurt more?
Or no,
was he
it's
just
probably
trying to, like,
more
keep
humiliating,
his hand?
I would assume. That's what I would think.
Oh, like he slapped him with a handful of lotion. And
no, I smell like lavender.
Damn it.
I don't know. I mean, who's more embarrassing, the guy that gets hit or the guy who, before he's about to hit, goes pump, pump, pump? Like, what the fuck? You just put lotion on your hand before you hit someone.
And then that's what I was more bummed out about, is like, I didn't really do anything that I can remember. I didn't do anything there. And
that time.
Yeah. And then so I guess he just said that I was a part of it or something like that. I don't know. He said I did it, though. I guess I don't know. And then I was like, no, I don't have lotion in my backpack. So you can check it.
Forgot but I got a gun, so I'll go ahead and leave.
It wasn't a real gun, though. It was a cap gun.
Still.
Jesus. I know.
It's just.
And then it started me down another path, and it took me a long time to come back from. So,
but look at you now.
Look at me.
Considering fatherhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, make sure you get the very best sperm that you can get.
Yeah, might be a bad idea to bring a little Jason into this world. Might not be the best idea.
Would you name him Jason?
I might have to now. I don't know.
I like Axel.
Mm-hmm. Axel's a good one.
That's a good name.
Is that your dad, Swagger Bun? Yep, that's my dad.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's. Right. I feel bad for the kid, yeah.
Don't. It'll be fine.
Don't feel bad for the kid.
My aura will fix it.
Yeah. Great.
This is, here's the title, and this is the title written by the person who wrote in. I'm not going to pretend I understand it, but maybe you guys will. Two of 24,065 Secret Show, Am I the A-Hole? That's
right.
The title.
Okay.
Love it.
So are they listener number two of 24,065? I don't know, but that's it.
No, I feel like there's that many people wondering if they're the A-Hole.
And this is number two.
Yeah, this is number two of the 20-some thousand people.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah, Vin, Bryn, V. Hale, Aho, or Alex James. I think they mean Jason. 90925, Candy Cane Lane, bro, or whatever the hell name you're known as.
Jelly Belly. Come on,
Jelly
Sarah.
Jelly Belly Lane. Well, I'm reading the person's thing. I think that's very funny.
Oh, they wrote that. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They left out Axel and Swagger Bun.
Yeah, they put in James, too, which, yeah, I don't know where that.
I think they mean Jason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have an Am I the Asshole question for y'all. I have a friend, we'll call him Stupid, that I'm having a little bit of trouble with. We've been friends for a little over a year now, and when we became friends, we ended up hitting it up immediately and became pretty close. So he meets Stupid a year ago, and they're close. All right. Now, Stupid does have some anxiety around social environments. This past week, two separate groups of friends of mine coincidentally wanted to go to an event, and I was invited. Since the event was something that Stupid would have also liked, I invited him. Prior to that, he did mention that it was his birthday coming up, and I thought I said something along the lines of, we should do something to celebrate, and that was it. Stupid said he would love to go to the event and knew that two friend groups of mine would be attending. Day of, when he asked what the plan was, I told him when and where to go, and he asked me who all would be attending. I told Stupid who was going, and he stated that because he had an awkward run-in with one of the individuals in the group at one point, a hookup gone weird, he didn't feel comfortable and therefore didn't want to go. All good, right? Okay, he doesn't want to go. Wrong. A few days later, I didn't hear from him, which was a bit odd. I see on social media that Stupid posted a picture about him celebrating a late birthday with his friends. I texted Stupid and said something along the lines of, wait, did I miss something? I'm so sorry, I forgot about your birthday. Happy birthday. We still need to celebrate. I promptly got a snide response back from Stupid saying, yeah, you did forget my birthday. You also forgot that you invited me to this event for my birthday and invited people you knew I wouldn't want to be around. I immediately apologized profusely and told Stupid I didn't realize it, and I'm so sorry my other friends I didn't invite. They were already going. Stupid simply responded saying he didn't want to talk about it at the moment, so I told him I was sorry, but I understood, and I'm here for him whenever he wants to talk about it. It's been almost a week, and I'll be honest, I'm a little annoyed. I don't feel it's my fault that Stupid assumed this event was for his birthday, even though I told him already that a bunch of friends of mine were already going. Yes, I forgot a birthday. I'm known for forgetting dates, but there's no malintent behind it. And I apologize multiple times. I'm a good friend to him. I cook dinner when he comes over for movie nights. I let him play with my dog. I even took care of his plants when he went on a month-long trip. To make matters more stupid, Stupid still hasn't brought anything up to me, but randomly forwarded me a funny social media post, clearly expecting me to watch it, react, and make some funny comment back. Like, what the fuck? What do I do at this point? Am I the complete asshole for forgetting his birthday? Is he overreacting and being a baby? Am I underreacting because I wouldn't give a shit if my friend forgot my birthday but apologized? What all would you do next if you were in this position? Not really sure if this weird situation is worth all the hassle, and if I should just write this person off. Don't say my name. Love you all. Signed, Not Stupid. And Sarah, I love the name and location idea at the end of the text. I can't believe it's taken 25 years to think to do that, but it's so fun. You know, I should have read this one first. I'm sorry I did it. Break up with this guy. This seems so dumb. This seems stupid to me. I feel like I punt. Is that the end? Do I have it right, guys?
That's what I feel.
Yeah, good. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that grown-ups need to.
Yeah, is he a grown-up or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's not other people's responsibility. Like, I don't know. The birthday thing's weird because I do know people who love their birthdays.
Yeah.
And I do know people who really want you to celebrate them. And I know people who are worth celebrating. And I know people who are like, I'm going to pass on that. Thanks anyway. So there's, you know, depending on how people fit into your life, I understand the importance that you would put on their birthday. I get that. But as a person, like myself, if you didn't celebrate my birthday, I would not be upset by that in the least. In fact, I would be like, oh, you do get me.
Fuck, I already got you something.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm just saying, like, I really think that that's overplayed by grown-ups a lot, and it's really embarrassing that this guy is having a cow over it. You should just... Well, first of all, you call him stupid, and I know you're doing that for effect here on the show, but you don't like this guy. Like, move on. Fuck it.
Yeah. I just hate high-maintenance friends. I have a friend, and she's pretty high-maintenance, and I actually really love her, and I think she's, over the years, she's, like, learned to accept that I don't know when the fuck her birthday is, and that I forgot to ask about that one thing that she's got going on in her life, because I haven't talked to her in a couple weeks, and sorry, I don't spend my whole day thinking about her. Like, I feel like she's gotten there with me, but there were definitely times when I was just like, I just basically said, look, we're not in middle school and we're grown women and I have a life and you have a life and we just, you know, I don't fucking care. Hey, I didn't say that because I do care Crunch. When someone cares about their birthday. But you know what I mean? Like, that to me, I don't want to do maintenance on friendships. I want a friendship to work. Friendships are supposed to be easy. Like relationships, you work on them. You do, you know, like a love relationship, you put in a certain amount of work and there's, you know, certain things that are the expectation. But friends, I want friends to be easy.
Well, look, you just said it. She's high maintenance. And that's, there are people that are high maintenance. In general, there are people that want and need a lot from you.
Yeah.
And that's the deal. And if you're willing to give them that, and I've seen you give that to some people. So maybe this person's like, you do all that fucking shit for this guy, but you won't fucking remember my goddamn birthday? So well, maybe that's what's going on.
Shoot me a quick reminder or something, or tell me what you want to do. Look, it's not even that. It's just, you know,
I don't even think you're wrong from go, but I'm just saying maybe that's what's going on in their head is that, you know, you have other high maintenance friends or have had, and you fueled that big time. So maybe that this person thought, hey, I'm high maintenance too, and I'm not getting nearly the energy, the Sarah energy I should. Anybody
well,
high
just,
maintenance
must
is,
have been
in
down
my
lower
is,
on my priority list, right? I mean, yes, I remember John's birthday and my kids' birthdays. And I remember my parents' birthdays. I kind of know when my brothers and sisters' birthdays are, but nobody's fucking yelling at me if I forget them. You know, they know I love them. Isn't that enough? Then I got to throw some surprise getaway for you or something.
Well, I was referencing Hooman actually in that moment. Like, there's a guy that you used to put a lot of energy into.
Yeah,
a lot.
Love, sure.
And he needed that.
He
and that was something that all of us kind of marveled at, like watching you, you know.
Well, I know we have different opinions about him, but I actually thought he was a fucking crazy great part of the show. Like, he's a weird dude, and I definitely grew that relationship as much as I could because I was ever fascinated by his story and what I thought he brought to the table. So, yeah, I did do a lot of maintenance on that guy, but that is what it required to keep him happy, and that's what I wanted to do, to keep him, like, that was, there was some work, there was a work angle on that as well, in my opinion. I love him. I still love him, even though he can't stop talking about politics.
Anyway. Well, anyway, I don't know what this person, I wasn't trying to get you to defend your energy in that guy. I was just simply saying this person out there that's high maintenance, this other person, might be seeing that and thinking, why will you do, I don't know. I don't know what this chick's problem was.
You know, I don't know if this is, these sound like dudes to me. Am I?
Yeah, I can't tell.
Yeah. Let's see if he says, even though I told him. Yeah, all right. So I'm thinking these are guys. I don't know. Anyway, it's, from the get-go, the two of 24,065 Secret Show, Am I the A-Hole? I don't understand that, and I really think that you must like the drama because you did write quite a long email. So maybe you need a relationship like this. But for me, I'd be like, okay, you're too much work.
Well, they just need a justification to drop that person.
Oh, well, here it is. You are justified in dropping that person.
Yeah.
And does anybody want to, you know, anybody want to say anything different? Alex, are you keeping this guy in your life? What's your deal?
I say just go ahead and move to Regina at this point. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that what you're thinking about doing? Moving to Regina?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Kids, I kind of missed. I was thinking too much about Regina, and I kind of missed. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So is Regina the word we're going to use for vagina now? Is that what we're gonna? I'm just trying to keep all our lingo straight.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan of the city.
You're thinking of Regina.
No, mm-hmm. But remember we were talking about moving. I was thinking maybe moving to Vermont, but now I'm thinking more like Regina would be the spot.
You're just gonna that's Canada,
give up America altogether. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Canada. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's Canada.
Yeah, yeah, that's Canada.
Dude. Oh, yeah, dude.
The capital of Saskatchewan is what...
You missed half the story.
Yeah. you heard the word Regina and you started thinking
that's
about
the problem.
Regina.
I heard Regina and then I just blacked out at that point, yeah.
God, that sounds so close to right. Vagina. I just want to get all up in there in Regina.
Back to this writer. Okay. I don't feel like I would have hesitated to give it any thought if somebody were mad at me about their birthday. I think I'd be probably more pissed. And like,
fuck
and
you for giving me shit.
Completely just cut him off. I wouldn't even respond to the text or anything like that. If and they started off like they've been friends for less than a year.
But they're close. They
yeah,
you know.
Okay, you're close. Then I realized your true colors. Fuck Look, you. You're annoying. Get off
here's
me.
Here's part of it for the person that wrote. Here's part of it.
Okay.
Stupid fucked somebody in your circle and had a weird thing with that. That's on him. That's not on you. You had invited them to something, and that person was able to go, and the guy decided, I can't be there because I boned some... Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He hooked up with someone, and it got awkward. Well, that's on him. Stop boning people in our circle if you're someone who's on just on a stick-and-move campaign.
Yeah.
Dumb
what do
fuck?
They say? Don't shit where you eat. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. These are your supposed friends. Don't fuck any of them.
And you're an adult. Face the fucking music.
Yeah.
If you see him at a party, just
be like, hey, how you doing? Boy, that one time, that sucked, didn't it? Yeah, all right, great. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah, writer, you are off the hook. Move on with your life.
Yeah. Right. You're not the asshole. I mean, you might be, but I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Maybe, though. I don't know. Just the fact that you're so concerned that you wrote to us.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to call that girl behavior, but...
You're probably leaving stuff out, I'm sure.
Oh.
Omitting
well,
the assholeness.
Maybe
yeah.
Stupid is going to write us, too. This friend of mine, it's true. It's all about the angle that you hear it from. Am I the asshole? Yeah, you're both assholes. You belong together. Don't break up with this guy. I like him. All right, that's going to do it. Send us your Oh, man, I'm going to pre-read these from now on. I saw this and I went, oh, am I the asshole? I love those ones. Jesus, Sarah.
Whatever. No, right.
It's time to go. Write to us anytime. Bryn, BRYN @RadioAlice.com.
The end.